right? Because so often we want to minister to others and whatever, but we have not shut the door to our own inhibitions or our own negativity or our own feeling like we aren't worth anything and we have nothing important to say. We'll talk about this as soon as we do this station ID, and we're glad you're joining us today. Two FM stations. It's actually five stations out of this radio station, Tantalk Network, network.com. It's 1350 AM, 1400 AM, and also I think it's 1410 AM. But the two new ones are the FM channels, and they are wonderful. 106.1 FM. Right here in this central part of Pinellas and Hillsborough County. And then as you go north, 104.3 FM takes over. And that's coming out of Dade City, Zephyr Hills, Wesley Chapel. We've got this whole area covered globally. If you know somebody in some other state, they can easily access this show, www.tantalknetwork.com. We are also pleased to have an arrangement with starcomradionetwork.com on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday. This show airs at 10 a.m. Eastern. So if you miss part of the show today or you want to tell somebody you'd like for them to listen to it, this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m., starcomradionetwork.com. The other wonderful thing that we have here at this radio station is that each show is on podcast within just a little while after the show. So tonight, tomorrow, you can find the show and it'll stay on the podcast here, tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts and then go to Living the Good Life, which is the name of the show, and you will find it. All of this is a great way to get the word down on the inside of you. Cindy, talk about that because that is so important. Oh, we have so many avenues now to get the word in us, and we need to avail ourselves of all these things, opportunities, right?
And I am so excited about all this live Facebook.
Are you? Oh, okay.
I can get on there on Bible study now. And the Go Yard show, you know, maybe clips from that where I can't listen to the show. Technology is amazing.
It is, isn't it?
And what God is doing with it to spread his word blows my mind.
Well, we just did this on Wednesday night Bible study this past Wednesday for the very first time. And it was a 7 minute, a little over 7 minute clip from Bible study. It is on my post, Marcia McAllister post on Facebook. If you want to go grab it, look at it. And I don't know if you heard earlier, Cindy, that we are now, we're about 720 views since Wednesday night, which is totally amazing, isn't it?
Yes, I saw that. That's what's blowing my mind. How many people across the world can access that and be touched and reach that? And just like the radio station, now we have all these other avenues on social media that we can get out there to get people in touch with the ministry.
And that's what it's all about. You know, we've been in ministry for 15 years, and then, of course, I met both of you at my church in Indiana. Many years ago, I started pastoring at age 37. Oh, boy, that seems like a long time ago, and it was. And you all with your families were there as part of the congregation. And, you know, one of the cool things that happened Wednesday night on that Facebook Live is that people, a lot of people from our church up north in Indiana did respond to that, Cindy and Megan. It was cool to see the comments and the comments like keep doing this and make it longer and things like that. Megan, did you want to comment on that before we go back to 2 Kings here? But go ahead and comment on that. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think being able to see you and hear you on Bible study for us up here in Indiana that were a part of your church back in the 80s and 90s, it's so refreshing to hear your teachings, and it blesses us, and we really appreciate it. It was awesome.
Well, we're excited about it, and it's interesting. I'll let you in on a little secret, which means I'll let this whole audience in on this secret, too, that when I walked into Bible study Wednesday night, nobody knew I was going to do this, okay, that we were going to do this. And I walked in, and I said, here's something I believe that God has told me we're to do tonight. And I had a couple people go, well, how do you do that? Or how does that work, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, well, do you expect any response? And I said, well, if we get a couple people to respond, that'll be great. And or if we get 10, I said, that would really be great. And with the time we signed off after 7 minutes and 15 seconds or so, before we walked out of there, like 20 minutes later, we were close to 100 hits right then. And we were all high-fiving and praising God. And it was just...
He's just blowing up, isn't he?
It was just a celebration, you know?
It
was just a celebration.
You know what's cool?
Go ahead.
Just real quick, the cool thing that ties that all in as to what God is wanting to do in Indiana, and especially in our home area where
yes.
we have revival.
Yes.
And we're trying to get all those people back in tune with God's teaching.
Yes.
And you know, during the revival, we tried to reach out, and
yes.
physically, we were not able to touch that many people.
Right.
But look how he did it through technology.
Yes. Look at this.
That tells us something about where people look, I don't know, it's like how people are operating in this day and age.
Yeah, it does.
What do we have to do to reach people in this day and age? Maybe not so much hands-on anymore.
Right, right.
Right. These means, these other means. That
absolutely. Absolutely. I felt that too, that it was totally a confirmation of use what is available type thing. Look at this little woman. She used what she had. She had a little tiny bit of oil, right? We have the ability to go live on Facebook. Megan, talk to us about this. This is a good place to talk about this, and then we're going to play a song, and then we'll get back to 2 Kings. But go ahead, Meg.
Well, you know, it's not a world anymore where you can go door to door and spread the gospel. It's not like that anymore because people are so afraid of each other.
Yes,
and,
yes, good point.
You know, the Lord is going to come after us even through Facebook now. I mean, it's he's everywhere. I mean, you know, it's true.
He's on Facebook too, right?
Exactly. God has his own Facebook page.
You can't hide.
It makes me chuckle because it's like, you know what, right on, God, because all these people that spend hours on their cell phones and, you know, it's right there because the more something is viewed, the more it pops up on people's news feeds. So, you know,
that's exactly right.
Because get the word out because the Lord's coming back.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, yeah, we had a revival, a physical revival up there in Indiana just a few weeks back in October, and it was great and it was wonderful. But it's interesting to me that God has opened this new door also for, you know, evangelism and get the word out. Oh, come Holy Spirit, come fill this place. And that really means fill our hearts too. Mighty God, that's what we want. Oh, listen to this song. Just let him minister to you through this song right now.
Your presence known, Holy Spirit. hungry for your perfect peace. Our souls are thirsty for the joy you bring. So send your glory, make your praise complete. Send down the rain, touch us once.
God, breath of God, we need your touch. Stir our hearts. Set our spirits free. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place in my heart. Stir your presence within me, mighty God. That should be our prayer this day. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, 2 Kings chapter 4, Elisha told the woman, go around and ask from all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. She left him and afterwards shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her. She kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another one. Bring me another one. And he replied, there's not another jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. Talk to me, Cindy.
I'm just so in tune with the Holy Spirit in that song right now, and you know, take it and sell it and pay your debts. We have possessions. We have means that we don't even realize.
Right.
If we will stay in tune with God's Spirit, He will show us what to use, what to do, what to plant as a seed for
right.
that miracle.
Right.
He will show us what we have to work with.
Yes. Yes.
It could be something that we can't see in the natural.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just blown away.
That's all right. We love it when we're speechless, don't we? When God is speaking to our hearts.
When the Spirit just feels,
yes.
gets into your heart.
Yes.
And you realize the magnitude of what can be accomplished if we listen to him.
And trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Oh, my. Talk to us, Meg.
You know, the one word, excuse me, that sticks out is that she was obedient.
Yes, me too.
She followed instructions, and the Lord took just what little bit of oil that she had, and he multiplied it enough to fill
yes.
every single one of those jars. And by her faith in that, she was brought out of her circumstance.
She was. And if she had gotten more, there would have been more. You see, because
absolutely.
God's supply never ended. It's just that she
that's,
didn't
that's
have
right.
any place to put it. Right?
That's right. And, you know, it saved her from her son going into slavery.
right.
And it saved her from losing everything.
Yes.
And that should speak volumes to people right now that are listening to this show, is how the Lord took such a dire circumstance and actually used a prophet to speak through that prophet to her, to instruct her on how to get herself out of her circumstance.
Right.
That right there is extremely powerful because, yes, the Lord uses other humans by the power of the Holy Spirit to give us direction, to give us guidance,
yes,
to help us with the circumstances that we're in. So, and still that shutting of that door still rings so strongly with me, because if she wouldn't have done that, can you imagine all of the people that would have been coming in off the street? What are you doing? Where'd you get all that oil? No, it was behind closed doors where she was focused on her task, the task that was bringing her out of the dire straits that she was in.
Amen. Good point. How many times did Jesus say, when you pray, don't go out on the street corner and bow your head so everybody sees you? Do it in secret. Talk to me about that, Cindy, because this is a great point Megan's making here. The importance of obeying exactly what we're told and doing it with the right attitude, which this woman did. She went in, she obeyed, she did it, she shut the door, she kept the negativity out at bay. Talk to us, Cindy.
That's just it. If you don't keep it between you and the Lord and that communication line,
yes,
directly from him, what he's telling you to do, you will allow in all that other negativity.
Oh, yeah.
All those family members and friends who want to tell you to do something else or do it this way or that way or give you their advice on how you should do things, you have to shut the door on all of the circumstances in your life and all the people that will keep you from those blessings.
You definitely
if you
do.
Them, if you don't close those doors.
And the problem is that people try to get us to mold to their way of looking at our circumstances or their way of solving our problem. Haven't you both noticed that? I mean, that, as Cindy's right, you can't really talk about it very much to people because they really don't understand you, really, right?
Or they gossip about you.
All right.
Oh, did you hear about? Oh, and then all that starts up, and
right,
then Satan gets in there and worms it up with his nasty self and plants seeds in people's minds, you know, and
right,
it will destroy the blessing.
That's
that God
exactly
has
right.
Ready for you to receive.
Oh, absolutely.
It will kill the blessing.
It will. It absolutely will. Megan, comment on that before we do the song.
Well, you know, Cindy's right about Satan and his nasty self, because if you don't shut that door,
yeah,
he's gonna sneak in with somebody.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
gonna come in on somebody.
Right.
And you don't need that distraction. And that's the issue, is that all of these outside distractions can keep you and get you away from your focus, which is the power of prayer, the power of faith, and the power of completing the task that you've been given.
Right.
And
yes,
you know, it's just, whoa, this show, I'm just, I'm like, Cindy, I'm just, the Holy Spirit's powerful. And
it's a good one, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I'm loving it.
Yes, it is.
I hope that the people that are listening realize that, you know, even if you don't have any oil, God can supply it. He wants to fill you up. And you just got to open the top on your jar.
Well, boy, isn't that true. So let's see what this song does to you both. Love it. How Great Is Our God by Chris Tomlin.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Age to age.
God we serve. How great is our God. He wants to work in your life, dear one. He wants to change you. He wants you to get your attention focused on Him, that He has a plan for your situation. He wants you to get this song down on the inside of you. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see. We're still talking about 2 Kings 4 that happened hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Why? Because it showed the power of God. It showed the power of God. This series, Going the Distance, it's a time that we determine, set our foreheads like flint, like Jesus did. It said that he set his forehead like flint. He was headed to Jerusalem. He was going to go to the cross and do what God had told him he had to do. He set his forehead like flint. He did not say, well, I'm not sure I want to do this after all. I'm not sure I want to die for lost humanity, for their sins and their sicknesses. I don't know about this. No, he didn't do that. He set his forehead like flint and he headed to Jerusalem. And dear ones, going the distance means I set my forehead like flint to be all you want me to be, God. I'm going to learn to obey. I'm going to learn to hear your voice. I'm going to learn to get the blessings that I need in life. I'm going to learn how to appropriate all that you have for me. I'm going to go the distance. I'm going to set my forehead like flint and I'm going to fulfill your purpose for my life. That is my life statement. What is yours, Cindy?
Amen. And that's it. And like Megan said, you don't have to do much to get started.
Right.
Just take the lid off of your jar, ask God to fill it,
woo!
And wait for
yes.
his instruction.
That's right.
And be obedient and do what he tells you to do. And the rest of the blessings will just start flowing.
Oh, amen.
And in this time, knowing he's coming soon,
yes,
there isn't time to delay
right.
the instruction that he's given us for our life, what he's chosen as our path or our ministry or our outreach, whatever your purpose is that God has given you, he doesn't want us to wait.
Right.
He wants us to get busy and get out there and just do it.
You couldn't say it any better.
Like
Megan.
Nike, just do it.
Just do it. Megan, talk to us. Woo! Right on, Cindy.
You know, we all have New Year's resolutions, and I want to be more on fire from here forward than I've been my whole entire life.
Praise God,
and
Meg. Woo!
I know what to do. I know the plan, and I'm just waiting for the Lord to put in front of me what that is. And I've felt for 3 years now since losing Grayson that there's some type of ministry platform, and it's not just through the testimony of Grayson going to heaven, but there's something deeper, and it's almost like become like a treasure hunt for me because
wow, cool.
I want to know what it is. So, you know, I'm declaring right now that the Lord, telling the Lord that I'm ready. Take me
yes.
on the treasure hunt. Let's bring it on. Let's do it.
Amen. And so, you know what? What I hear both of you saying is what happened to this woman. She had a need. She had a need for an answer to her problem. She wasn't about to let her two boys go out the door without putting up a fight. And so often we just allow life to happen without putting up a fight, without having any resistance, without giving it all we got, without prayer, without confessing the word of God over our lives. So often we just let it happen. And we cannot be like that. This has got to be a time where we rise up in the joy of the Lord and we rejoice and we praise God before we see the answer. I mentioned this last week and I want to throw it out to both of you. It came from Graham Cook. It's not original with me. It's called a celebration sandwich. And here's what God expects us to do. He expects us to give him our need in prayer, yes. But the top layer of the sandwich is praise. God, you are amazing. That's why we just played that song. How great thou art. How wonderful you are. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Give him that praise. That's the top of the sandwich. The middle is your prayer request. God, here's what needs to happen. And then the bottom bun, so to speak, the bottom layer of that sandwich is, I thank you, Lord, that I have the answer before I see it. I praise you because you're able to do it. And I thank you before I see the answer. Talk to me about a celebration sandwich, Cindy. Woo, woo, woo. Better than a Big Mac or a steak burger any day, right?
And the meat of it in the middle is you got to get the promise.
Right.
Know what
yes.
God's word
yes.
says about the problem, about the
yes.
circumstance.
Yes.
Man, this example and this scripture we're in is so relevant to
it
what
is.
I'm going through right now in my life with my own children. And when I studied that this morning, God gave me a revelation. I'm not going to let the devil take my children without a fight.
No. Amen.
I got a problem.
Amen, Cindy.
I got a problem over here with one of my kids.
Right.
And the devil's trying to take her out.
Right.
But you know what? My God is here to undo the works of the devil.
Amen.
And he's not going to let that happen. So I found some scripture to stand on.
Woo!
And I woke up with joy this morning.
Woo-hoo!
I went to bed with tears. The joy
Praise
comes in the
God.
Morning.
Praise God. Amen.
Because I ate a sandwich before I went to bed.
There you go. There you go. And that's what God is asking us to do. Sure, we have a problem, but we have promises. That's step two. Get the promise and hang on to it. And you just did. You got those promises. You hung on to them. And then step three is you're going to see the provision, right? You're going to see the answer. Oh, Cindy, that is great. And
I know God is going to provide the answer.
Yes.
I know he's going to save
yes.
my child. I know he's going to take all that junk that occurred yesterday.
Yes.
And he's going to use it to bless her, to encourage her,
yes.
to fill her
yes.
heart
right.
with his love and assurance that everything is going to be okay.
Woo!
You, and I know that. I'm you, standing on that.
And
I
we,
know everything is going to be fine because
and we're in
I've
agreement.
Seen his work.
We're in agreement with you right now on this. Angie will be delivered from all of this. I did this and stood on this, and you all stood with me, with my daughter, Lori. And she is doing great. And she's a wonderful little mama. And Addison was born on your birthday, Cindy. She missed mine by one day. She hit August 1st.
Was?
Yeah, little Addison
okay.
Leah last year. And Lori and Kevin are changing and becoming the parents that God's ordained them to become. And you know what? I know it works. We stand with you. Betty has just joined us. Betty, you want to comment before I go back to Megan here a minute? And then I'm going to talk to you more, Betty, in a minute because Cindy has to get off here in just a second. So go ahead, Betty.
Yeah. I tell you what, you know, the cue to come on was when Cindy told me that she woke up with joy. the promises that God gives us.
I tell you, I didn't sleep well, Betty. I cried all through the night. But when
okay.
I finally did get my sleep, I was filled with joy. God renewed me.
Well, our joy comes in the morning.
He knew I had to be on the radio today, and he wasn't going to steal that from me.
Right.
Satan was not going to take my joy to where I could not be on here to witness and fill these radio airwaves with God's love.
Woo!
To reach the people. I wasn't going to allow it.
No, praise God. Praise
God. And
God
wasn't going to allow it.
Absolutely not.
Can I give a praise report real quick?
Do. And then we're going to do a song, and then we're going back to Betty and Megan, because I know you have to get off here in just a minute, but I have a song for you.
Right,
for
I'm
you.
Gonna, I'm going to give this praise report, and I'm going to jump off here. I have a commitment that I have to keep here. We have been praying for my son for a few months now for his deliverance from
right.
addiction.
Right.
And you, my loved ones in the church and our prayer warriors have been praying.
Yes.
And praying without ceasing. And
right.
when the devil took a hold of him at his worst moments, I would get on that text message to Betty and put it on the prayer chain. It's powerful. He needs prayer. It's bad. It's rough. He's been clean for 8 weeks. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Commitment that he was going to lay it down and didn't need it in his life anymore and got a new job and marriage restored. And I know
Woo!
This has happened time and time again. It's a pattern. But you know what? This time, I believe it's permanent.
Praise God. We agree with you.
You all agreed with me and we stood on those promises and
Praise God. Praise God.
I didn't know in my spirit that this is the permanent time that God has taken that, because he's taken my son to a new level in him.
Praise God.
And this addiction crap has got to go, because there's no place for it.
Amen. Cindy, you're amazing. Woo! And just give our love to Mike and Angie, Kelly, all of them. And this song is for you and actually for all of us. And then we'll talk to Betty and Megan after this. Thank you, Cindy.
Okay. Love you guys.
Listen to this
love
song.
Love you, Cindy.
Let it play. It's wonderful.
Bye, Daddy. I'll be in touch.
Perfect. Great. Thank you, Cindy. We love you. God bless you. Have a great, great day.
Bless you.
When the valley is deep, when the mountain is deep, when the body is weary, when we stumble and fall, when the choices are hard, when we're battered and scarred, when we've spent our resources, when we've given our all, in Jesus' name we press on.
Praise God. Listen to these words, folks. It'll bless you.
In Jesus' name, we press on. Dear Lord, with the prize clear before our eyes,
God, that's the answer. It's like Jesus pressed on and went to Jerusalem to die on that cross for us. We have to press on. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Dear Lord, we just pray right now for our listeners that they would grab this message, that it would get down on the inside of every single one, that they would realize that this fight is a fight of good faith, that we have got to fight this fight, and we have got to move forward. We got to believe you for the answers to our problems. We've got to press on, become all that we can in you, Lord, that we've got to forgive. We've got to lay aside the past. We've got to move into this new day, that we've got to have our focus on the future and where we're headed, on living with you eternally, but also on getting done what needs to be done right now while we're still on this earth. Lord, we press on. We press on. That's our goal. Thank you, Lord, for instilling this in us today and helping plant this seed of truth in the hearts of those who listen to this show. Oh, God, we love you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Megan, you're up, and then your mama.
But you know, just speaking in regards to the celebration sandwich, is that people living life are after, they're hungry for something. There's
yes.
something, there's a void that can never be filled. And you,
right.
you keep searching and searching. And it's just like with Cindy's daughter, there's something that she's searching for that she continues to not find.
Right.
And what she needs to find is her celebration sandwich.
Yes.
And her mama
yes.
is gonna fight for her until she finds it. And you know, it's just like that mama in 2 Kings chapter 4 is she was fighting for her sons because
yes. yes.
you know, what mother would want their children to go to slavery? And just like with Cindy, what mother would want their children to be wrapped around Satan and,
right.
and be in deep in addiction? They don't. That's
right.
why Cindy stands on her faith, knowing that God will deliver as long as she continues the fight.
That's
in
right.
Jesus' name.
We press on. Woo! Mama Betty, talk to us. Wow! Love that song. We got to play it again in a minute. You know that, right?
Yeah. I've been listening to the show at the onset, and I tell you what, this has represented the sandwich that y'all have been talking about.
Yeah.
And the key is keeping that sandwich fresh.
Yes. Good point.
And keep on praising, keep on praying and believing.
Yes.
Because we started this in October with the problem, the promise, and the provision.
We did. In our revival in Indiana. Yeah.
God will see us through.
Right.
Just like the song this morning, you know, it just hit so many avenues for myself and for others that we've been praying for
right.
for many, 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 many weeks. And Michael, praise God for that. And we will keep on praying.
Yes, we will.
Because now there's been breakthrough.
Yes.
And
yes.
that's what Satan does not want to happen.
Right.
Is to see anybody break through who has had a problem such as what Michael's had and what Angie is going through, and what, you know, we're all fighting a fight. You know, we're fighting the good fight. We
yes.
are going to stand. We're going to keep on standing, believing for healing and the fulfillment of brokenness and loneliness.
Right.
That those chains are going to be broken.
Amen. Amen.
In this name. I believe it.
I totally agree with you. That's why Jesus came to redeem us. I cut a Spanish show for our radio station in Mexico this morning, and I found myself drawn to that passage where Jesus said, I came to do all this, to heal the brokenhearted, to break the chains, to set you free. And I used that song, we are redeemed, we're redeemed. And that's, we've got to just grab it and take it, no matter what language we speak or where we are on this planet. We've got to take the redemption that he offers. Megan, talk to us.
We do, Pastor. And the thing about it is it's free. There's nothing that you have to do to receive it. You just have to give your heart.
Yes.
And you have to be dedicated. And it's not hard to be dedicated to something that you're passionate about.
Right.
And once that you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
oh yeah,
there's no going back, because you know, living in that space is it's rejuvenating, it's empowering.
Woo!
And it strengthens you for the fight.
Yes.
And you crave it.
Yes.
And you know, it's so powerful. It'll bring you to the floor. And I love it. I love to bask in it. And that's why I love being on the radio, is because it's that time with
yes.
the Holy Spirit that I just crave it. I just love
it. I know. Well, you can see it in what happens to our team when we're on the show. And we can be like Cindy, going through a horrible situation that happened to her yesterday. and thinking that in our own strength we can't move on. But look what happened to her. She had breakthrough. Joy. She found joy in the morning. She came on here and she gave a huge praise report all through everything she was saying. Betty, that's what it's all about. When we overcome and we rise to the occasion and we speak the truth, not what the devil's whispering in our ears of defeat and discouragement, but the truth of God's word. And I believe Cindy quoted this scripture a minute ago, 1 John 3:8. Why did Jesus come? He came to destroy or undo the works of the devil. That's why Jesus came. And he wants to do that in your life, dear listener. He wants to undo the works that the devil has perpetrated against you. And he's a liar. The devil's a liar and the father of lies. And he's out to no good. And he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. Jesus said, the devil, the thief, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but I have come to give you life and to give it abundantly. Whoa, talk to us, Betty, and then we'll go back to Meg. Beautiful mother-daughter team that you are.
Oh, of course. You're both right on today. But you know what? What we've got to focus on is the power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead.
Yes, yes.
Lives in us.
Amen.
We have to get that to the forefront.
That's right.
Because we have resurrection power.
Right.
And it comes from the sandwich that you mentioned previously. It comes from praise. It comes from prayer.
Yes.
And that's what keeps, again, I'm going to say that, what keeps that sandwich fresh.
Right.
Is to keep pressing on toward the goal in Philippians.
Yes.
Keep our eyes focused on the goal. Keep
Amen.
Our eyes focused on God and not the circumstances that is surrounding us. And
so right on.
It can be so challenging at times. And if something on social media, and I may not be able to quote it word for word, that says, God, why am I going through this storm? Why are you letting me do this? It says, because your enemies can't swim. And it makes so much sense, is that God parted the Red Sea.
Yes, he did.
He got him through. He got Daniel out of the lion's den.
Amen.
You got Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego out of the furnace.
Yes.
People, he can get you out of what you're going through.
Amen.
He can get Angie out of what she's going through.
Right.
And it's just so important to keep pressing on.
Absolutely.
Pressing on toward the goal.
Absolutely. There is no substitute for pressing on. And when we had started this series at the beginning of January, Going the Distance, I had no idea how powerful it was going to be. I just listened to God and say, okay, where are we going? And it drops in my spirit. And going the distance is what it's all about. You cannot give up in the middle of the race. If you're one of those in a race where there's four people and they pass the baton on, that type of race, whatever you call it, relay race, and if you just decide not to run up and get the baton, what's going to happen? The race is going to be greatly hindered. Your teammates are going to be hindered. We need to be working as a team in unity in the body of Christ. And the stuff where there's been hurts and disappointments and things that have made people mad, that stuff's got to drop. It's got to submit to the name of Jesus and forgiveness, the power of forgiveness. Talk to us, Meg.
Oh, the power of forgiveness is a powerful thing. It can free you from bondage. It can break the chains.
Right.
And, you know, many of us have a lot of unforgiveness in our hearts, and we need to forgive those people, even if they haven't apologized, because
right.
we don't need an apology to move on.
No.
We just need to tell the Lord, you know, heal my heart, heal this hurt, help me move past it, Lord, so that I can be all that you want me to be.
Amen.
And, you know, talking about this race, we're running a race to eternity. We're running
yes.
a race
yes.
to be a disciple for the Lord.
Right.
And it's a very important race, and it's a race that I want more people to join.
Right.
Because we need a more forceful and more powerful existence on this planet of God's power working through his
yes.
people.
Yes, yes, we do.
It needs to be seen in a greater fashion than it's ever been seen before. Because
Amen.
The days are drawing near where he is coming back.
Yes.
And I don't want to be sitting on the sidelines not participating in the relay race. I want to be there. I want
Woo.
My hand to be ready for that baton. I'm ready for the Lord to come back. I want to be all that he wants me to be. and we need to get fired up about it.
Amen.
And change lives with our own behaviors.
Woo! Woo! Amen. A few years ago in the Olympics, Americans had four runners in the women's relay, and when it got to the second or third, I don't remember which one, she dropped the baton. Now, you know, this is what we have got to realize. We have an integral part of this race to eternity. Talk to us, Betty, before we do this song.
Well, I think that when we look at it from a running perspective, is that it takes teamwork. It takes all of us focused on the goal, focused on not going our own path, but going together and being the harvest hands that God has created us.
Oh, amen. Amen.
That's where the teamwork comes in, where we have prayer warriors who, you know, at all hours of the night are up praying and asking God
yes,
for his help
yes,
and his,
yes.
and his grace and his mercy.
Right.
And it's so important that if someone does drop, especially in the race towards the goal, which is our eternal home, is that you pick those people up.
Yes.
They're behind the line of grace.
Right.
Because there may be at some point, like I did back in the Indianapolis 500 marathon, where I couldn't go anymore. I could not take another step.
Wow.
But there were people behind me rooting me on.
Wow.
There was just so many things. And then there was a bus that picked me up. And, you know, that was a lifesaver for me.
Wow.
That's what we do for each other, is that through prayer, through encouraging words, lifting a hand to help, giving someone a dollar because they can't eat or whatever. That's teamwork. Because God wants us to be the solid team that he has created us all to be, and that's to work towards the goal.
Amen. Amen. Find people that you can get working with, and let's advance the kingdom of God. We got to hear this one more time. We just have to. Woo! Press On by Selah.
The valley is deep, when the mountain is when the body is weary, when we stumble and fall, when the choices are hard, when we're battered and scarred, when we've spent
Praise God. Praise God. He's going to give you the strength, dear one, to press on and become all he wants you to become. And then one day, we'll be united together with him for all eternity. So we must press on. Praise God. Love that song. Woo! Talk to us, Betty. Wow, wow. Then we'll go to Megan.
I'll tell you, that song just, it moves me to tears because, I mean, there's times in all of our lives that we just want to give up. We want to say, well, I'm chucking this. I can't go on. And that's when God says, you can do all things through me because I am with you. I am for you. Stay close to me.
Amen.
And that's so important in today's world because Satan has come to seek, kill, and destroy. And we have to get so close to God that we can actually, he can hear our heart. We can hear his heartbeat. We can hear him.
Amen.
When he speaks to us through his word.
Yes.
And we just, it's amazing what God is going to do in our lives in these next few days, weeks, and months to come.
Yeah, there's just an anticipation in my spirit of new things. God is doing new things in people. He is really, really working in our behalf. Talk to us, Megan.
Well, he always is, and you know, we say that every show, is that the Lord is always working on your behalf.
That's true, but, really, you're right.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Yeah, he is.
It's true.
Right.
You know, even if we feel like that we're in a desert,
right,
and it's bone dry, there's still water there. It's coming from the Lord.
Yes.
And that's where we, through those times, need to learn through our spiritual walk that he's the giver of all.
Right.
And he gives us the strength when we don't have it.
Right.
And,
amen.
You know, and he gives us the peace when there is no peace.
That's right.
And, you know, it's just his relationship is so vitally important to our existence. I can't voice that enough.
Didn't we just start the show in 2 Kings 4 talking about the relationship that God had with Elisha had with God, and also this woman who was married to the prophet? There was that relationship that caused there to be an answer to her problem. And so, dear listeners, if you don't hear anything else today, hear this. It is time to really grow that relationship that you have with God. And if you're one of those that says, I don't think I have one, well, it starts with asking him to come and live on the inside of you and be your Savior and your Lord. And then from that point, it grows. It grows into that amazing, amazing relationship where he talks to you and you talk to him, and he walks with you and you walk with him. Betty, we're coming down the pike here to our time. I can't believe that the show has flown by. Give us some final thoughts, and then I'll go to Megan before we end here.
Well, I tell you, you guys have been so Spirit-led today. The only thing that I could add to what you all have already said is fix your eyes upon the Lord.
Amen.
Because he's the one that never changes.
Amen. Amen. Woo! That old chorus just came to me when you said that. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Wow. That's what it's all about. Thank you, Betty. We appreciate you coming on and joining the conversation today with Cindy and Megan. It's been a great, great show. And talk to us, Megan, before we get out of here.
Well, you know, no matter the circumstance that you're facing at this moment, is seek the Lord with all of your existence.
Right.
And if you don't own a Bible, go buy one.
Right.
And or download the app on your phone. Get in the Bible daily.
Yes.
And I'm guilty of that myself. That's something that I have to start doing because I have to feed my spirit. Otherwise, I feel like I'm just walking on the planet in kind of a fog.
Right, exactly.
And there's such clarity in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's such clarity in learning about what God has done in the Bible. And,
praise
you
God.
Know, he says 365 times in the Bible, enough for every day of the year. Do not worry. Do not fear. I am with you.
That's right.
And it is so true. I can contest to that. So just whatever you take from this show, just learn to grow in the Lord. Learn to hear his voice, because it is such a sweet, sweet voice.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Betty. And to our audience, we thank you because you're out there and we hear from more of you, and we'd love to hear from you. You can email me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. If you'd like to be a part of paying for our radio time, that would be great. Donating, go to our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. And on the front page, the home page at the bottom, you'll see a tab that says donations. Open that up and you can give on PayPal. And that will pay for radio bills. That's what that is all about. So donations at the bottom of the homepage on our website, bohmglobal.com. And we encourage you to listen Thursday night to our life counseling show, life coaching show, Go Yard with Dr. Angel Falzone and me. And get some practical living tips there that will really help you. We just finished a couple weeks on talking about dreaming big. And we got a new series starting this week, Thursday night at 6:06. Catch it. Also, Facebook Live for Wednesday night Bible study. We will be on at 7:30 this Wednesday night. You can friend me, Marcia McAllister, and that way you'll see a post when it comes up that we're going live. And we encourage all of you that watch these clips to share these on your Facebook page. And as I said earlier, we've got such huge response from last week, the first time we tried it, that 7-minute clip. So God bless every one of you, and know that it's not far to Jesus. See you next week. God bless you. To his side.